This is the Authentic Persuasion Show, where a lot of people in sales go wrong or are misguided is that they default to thinking that their job is to be the hero, right? A lot of times, and I don't have any evidence or proof, and I haven't looked at it a lot, but I feel like a lot of people who get into sales, they're used to selling. They're used to talking their way out of situations, into situations. They're used to persuading people, getting people to take action, getting people to buy from them, getting people to do anything, you know, relative to their life up to that moment in sales. And they are used to being the hero. We all are, right? We all see ourselves as the hero of our story. When we're at the grocery store, or we're driving around, or whatever we're doing, we see ourselves as the center of the universe. We see us as the center of our own universe, which is fair, right? It's all about us in our mind. If we are going to survive and we are going to grow and we are going to thrive in this world, it's really all about us. And that's what the primal part of our brain is always thinking about. Now, the challenge comes is that if I think I'm the hero and you think you're the hero, when we have a conversation, there, that's where the rub is, right? And you see that a lot. You could extend that to politics. You could extend it to religion. You could say business, relationships, anything like that, where two people think they're the heroes. Two people think they're right. Two people think they're on the right mission. And if you're not with them, then you're wrong. The problem is your prospects also feel that way. They also see themselves as the hero, because we all do. That's our default mode. So the problem is when you come at them in hero mode, when you're a salesperson with working for a company and we have the best solution and we're going to save you, we're going to save everybody, we're going to make everything amazing, we're going to help everybody, then you're coming across as the hero. And that's not how it works. And I did an episode on that, a session on that. Make sure to check that one out, because what happens, I'll give you the cliff notes of it, is that if you try to be the hero and they think they're the hero, they will put you in one of two categories that will either be the sidekick or you'll be the villain. And that's usually where people default to. That's where they end up in the prospect's mind. And of course, that either makes your sales process and your selling effective really hard, harder than it needs to be, or it's the death of that sale, of that conversation. And it's really, then I see a lot of people in sales just playing the numbers game, where because they can't stop how they are selling and they don't think about the other person at scale, then what they're doing is just making as many calls, phone calls, sending as many emails, sending as many LinkedIn chats, LinkedIn connection requests, knocking on doors, until they find somebody who doesn't fully need to be the hero and they're okay with the salesperson being the hero. And then there's just a numbers game, right? And we all have that. I will tell you, thinking about the LinkedIn connection requests that I get and the LinkedIn messages that I get from new connections, where they're telling me how amazing they are and how much they can do for me, how many leads they could help me generate and appointments they could help me generate. They want to be the hero. They are literally coming across as the hero, and it's misguided. They don't know if that's what I need. And then ultimately it just feels gross, right? And it makes us all, like the people I talk to, respond in a certain way where you just want to block that person. You want to report them to LinkedIn. You just want to make it stop, because it's a very, very bad approach. And you see that in sales too. But again, it's a numbers game, right? So if they send out X number of connection requests, or somebody makes X number of calls per day, some point they will find somebody who's okay with that sales process. Does that make it right? No. Does that make it effective? No. Does that lead to a scorched earth approach in their wake that could damage their reputation, the business's reputation, and or just sales in general and give it a bad taste? Absolutely, yes. I firmly believe that's some of why all of us as consumers, as customers, as buyers in the world, we do not necessarily enjoy the thought of dealing with salespeople in most of our time. So now we're at the hope step. And I don't mean the hope, your hope, you wanting to hope that they're going to buy. It's you being the purveyor of hope. And that is the key. That's where we are right now, is in the hope step. So Why do I call this hope? Because again, you're giving them the path. If you remember weeks ago, I talked about the fact that your job is not as a salesperson, right? It's not as the hero. It's not as the person or the company who's going to come in and fix everything and it's amazing. And then you've got the perfect solution. And once you help them, there's going to be a parade in your honor and confetti from the sky and trophies and awards because you're so amazing as the hero. Absolutely not. Remember, your role, your job is to be the guide. And again, this is an important point, and this is a very important place to put this reminder in here, just so you know, is that everybody thinks of themselves as the hero of the story. We all think we are the center of our own universe, of the universe. We think everything revolves around us. Now, there's people who push that aside. There's people who don't make that a big priority. They don't make it all about themselves all the time. But that amygdala, that survival part of our brain, that primal part always is in that mode of where it's all about us. And that's important, right? Because if we don't make it all about us and we screw up, then we die and the game is over. And then our brain and our body is unhappy. So it's doing what it's doing for a very good reason. A lot of times that's at odds, though, with our society, with our world, with the way things are now in 2021 and how comfortable it is, but our brain is still in like the me survival mode. Like it's a two-year-old that wants everything because it thinks everything is about it. If you're watching this, probably not a two-year-old, but that part of your brain is still in that mode. It's still in like, this is all about me. When I go somewhere, everything is about me. And the challenge is that everybody thinks that. Or if we assume that everyone thinks that, then everyone is walking around thinking everything is about themselves. And that's kind of what we do. Where this comes into a challenge in sales is when you look at the fact that your customer thinks they are the center of the universe. They think they are the hero of the story, even if they're struggling, even if things in their life are a literal or figurative dumpster fire, and they're coming to you for help, right? And you're potentially going to help them. They still will think that they are the center of the universe and they are the hero of the story, even when everything is on fire. Like, no joke. It's so interesting to watch from the outside. Now, what is it that they want? Well, most salespeople come in and think they are the hero as well because A, they're human, so they think they're the center of the universe, and B, and this is all of us, myself included, and then B, they, whatever they're selling for them, their company or for themselves, whatever that might be, they think that that's the most amazing thing ever. And they think that is the hero, right? Like if I'm selling this program is the hero. It's going to change your life. And this is amazing. And you should be grateful for the honor of dealing with this program, right? And that's the attitude some salespeople have, whether that could be absolutely true, but if you have that attitude, it's now at odds because now what you have is a customer who thinks they're the center of the universe. You have a salesperson and a company who thinks they're at the center of the universe, and then there is a clash. And if we look at all the hero's journeys type movies, let's say Star Wars, for example, there's only one hero in that movie. There's a hero, then there's a sidekick, and then there's another guy who thinks he's a hero as well. And he turns out to be Darth Vader because he's a hero, but he's made out to be the bad guy. And depending on how you feel, he's the hero. And maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. It doesn't matter. But he thinks he's a hero. Luke thinks he's a hero. Battles ensue. Your job is to be a guide. If you try to be a hero as well, your customer subconsciously, consciously, mentally will label you as Darth Vader because there can't be two heroes in a story. So good. There's the hero and then there's the villain. Those are the things. So you want to be a guide. That's where we get to the step. That's why in setting this up, it's so important to understand that concept because here we are now at the hope step. This is where you tell your prospect, that prospective customer, how they can get up the mountain safely, how they can complete their hero's journey, how they can get out of pain or achieve a goal.